The last couple of days, the state of Georgia, the governor said he's going to sign an abortion ban after 6 weeks. So I think that's a pretty good thing. I know the pro-abortion side of things will not think that's a great thing, but that is an amazing thing for the state of Georgia. Now, Alyssa Milano, I'm not sure if you remember her. If you're ever on Twitter, you've probably seen her on Twitter. She's a very far-left celebrity that we have to bow down to because she was on TV once. She was on a couple movies. She was on, I think she's on Charles in Charge, one of those movies back in the day. I don't want to waste any brain cells trying to look up what movie she's been in. I'm sorry. I try not to waste my time or brain cells trying to look up stuff on celebrities. But anyway, she came out and said she's going to boycott going to the state of Georgia because of this ban on abortion after 6 weeks, I believe is what it is. It's the heartbeat ban. Essentially, after you can detect a heartbeat, they're going to say that you cannot get an abortion in Georgia. So I think some other celebrities like Alec Baldwin signed on to it. Here's a list of a couple here I'm going to read off. Alec Baldwin, who cares, right? If you've ever seen Alec Baldwin, you know what kind of a person he is in general. I'm sure he's, he could still be, change his ways, but we've seen what's in the pudding there. Amy Schumer. We know Amy Schumer. We've seen some of her stuff. Don't look her up. Don't watch her comedy. It's not good. Gabrielle Union. Don't know her. Rosie O'Donnell. We know Rosie O'Donnell, right? I always get her confused with Roseanne. Roseanne is kind of on the, I wouldn't say she's a conservative in all things, but more on the conservative side of things. Rosie O'Donnell is on the very, very left side. So she's going to not go to Georgia anymore. Patton Oswalt, Sarah Silverman, Christina Applegate, Ben Stiller, he's in a couple good shows. Sean Penn, oh yeah, we know about Sean Penn. David Cross, Don Cheadle, he was in the Iron Man movies. He's gets to suck off of Iron Man's success and borrow Iron Man's costumes. Mia Farrow, Colin Hanks. That's the list I have right here. There's supposedly 100 celebrities that have signed onto this list not to go into Georgia anymore or do business in Georgia. And I guess supposedly the Hollywood industry brings a lot of revenue to the state of Georgia for movies and stuff like that. So I'm not saying this is just them. They're trying to get all of Hollywood to sign on to this and not do any of their production and stuff like that in Georgia, which, Georgia may see a hit in their industry from that. But if you think about it, for every one of them, every one of these celebrities that hates the idea that you shouldn't rip a baby out of a womb, there's 1,000 great people out there, Americans and people internationally, that know just by basic morals that ripping a baby out of the mother's womb, whether it's a, 2 weeks or 6 weeks or 20 weeks or 39 weeks, is immoral. I mean, we don't have to have a scripture to tell us that. We just know it's written on our hearts. We know that killing something, especially that innocent, that hasn't even had a chance to live yet, is immoral. So for every one celebrity out there who wants to push their influence around and push and threaten with monetary threats against a state, there's 1,000 people or more that are on the other side of things that may not have as much influence, may not have as much power, may not have as much wealth, but will support the state of Georgia. and other states as well. So there's a bunch of other headlines when it comes to abortion that's been happening in the past couple weeks as well, which is really, really cool. Some negative, some positive. There's a lot of positive. Indiana legislature passes bill banning dismemberment abortions, tearing off babies' limbs. Oh, man. Can you imagine that? I like to think of people that are pro-abortion, if you're listening to this, would it change your mind if you could hear the screams of the babies in the womb as their leg is torn off of their body? I know it sounds crazy. It just sounds, just because you can't see it, does that change the fact of what is happening? They do feel pain, by the way. Another headline from this week is Ralph Northam still hasn't resigned for supporting infanticide and appearing in a racist photo. So I'm sure you heard of that. That is the governor of Virginia. He essentially was on a podcast, on an interview, saying that it's going to be between the woman and the doctor. I mean, it's the total basic line that everybody on the left that supports abortion always says. It's the choice of the mother, right? It's between the doctor and the mother. He essentially says that after the baby's born, we're going to keep it comfortable. We're going to, and then they can decide. The mother and the doctor can decide what's going to happen. Are they going to keep it alive? Are they going to give it treatment? So essentially I don't think he's ever reneged on it. The path that he's saying is he supports infanticide. And it's going to be the line that the Democrats start to follow. I mean, if you look at history and what has been predicted, they get more and more radical with their beliefs. You know, who knows? In a couple of years, it's going to be up to a year where you can kill your baby. And then maybe up to 2 years. I don't know. I mean, it just keeps going. There's a lot of people out there that say that, I don't know how many, but there's some crazy people out there that say that there is no personhood until 2 years old. Maybe they'll start using that as their criteria for life. House Democrats block bill to stop infanticide for the 26th time, which means they refuse to care for aborted babies born alive. So on a botched abortion, if a baby comes out and it's alive and it's crying on the table, the doctor, apparently, according to the Democrats, is not required to give care to that baby. And they want to make sure that that is not a law that a doctor would have to give care to that baby. I mean, it's crazy. Another headline is Alyssa Milano claims, "I believe in God, but uses Bible verses to support abortion." Again, it's not something that you can, it's just common sense. It's morality. It's not, we don't need the Bible to know what morality is. Okay, I know that the Bible creates a lot of value in giving us more instruction and more value in that regard. But we don't have to have scripture to know what morality is. Okay, even though, you know, if you're a total atheist and you don't believe in God at all, you still know the difference between right and wrong, don't you? You still know that walking up to a old lady who's 89 years old and pulling out a pistol and shooting her is wrong, regardless of what country you're in, regardless of how you were brought up. You know that's wrong. And we all know, until we're brainwashed away from it, that abortion is wrong as well. South Carolina committee passes bill to ban abortion after an unborn baby's heartbeat begins. Another heartbeat bill. That's great. What I recommend that everybody goes and does this week is go out and watch the new movie called Unplanned. I haven't seen it yet. I've listened to the story a lot about it, what it's about. the turnaround that happens in the movie. Someone who supports abortion, worked in an abortion clinic, was a director, and changed their mind with one simple one thing that she had to do. She had to go in actually into an abortion room and see what happens. That one thing changed everything. Now she's a advocate for life, essentially. So go watch it. Even if you're for abortion, go watch it. Even if you already know you're against abortion, go watch it. Especially if you are on the conservative side of things, we have to go out there and enforce and support movies like this that come out, because we are creating something against the propaganda machine that is Hollywood these days. Okay. That's as simple as it gets. I mean, what goes into your mind changes who you are. And what goes into a teenager's mind is they watch movies and they watch TV and they watch, they listen to music, changes who they are. When they go to most of the liberal colleges out there, they can go in there as a strong conservative, someone who supports morality, and they can come out on the exact opposite side. It's an indoctrination in a lot of colleges. So we have to go out there and support things that are on the other side that will help create a foundation of morality and strength moving forward. So abortion is one of those things that, I mean, it's just a foundational issue that it's hard to move beyond abortion and create, I mean, have something in common with somebody else when they are a supporter of abortion and you are not, or vice versa. So it's just a foundational idea of, do you support protecting lives of babies? If you come up with it's a woman's choice, or it's between the doctor and the woman, and you try to change the conversation away from the life of the baby, I mean, what else can you go out and agree on? I mean, I know politicians try to agree on things when they're on opposite lines of abortion, but it's very, very difficult, I think. It's one of those foundational principles of America, of other countries as well, just of basic morality. So what side are you on? Are you on the side of life? When does life begin? I guess is the number one question you'd have to ask yourself, regardless of what side you're on. Does it begin when the baby comes out and takes a breath? Does it begin at conception? Does it begin when the heartbeat begins? Does it begin when they have pain? Does it begin at 2 years old? Or there's just some people that really don't value life at all. And you'll see that in the, I'm not saying everybody, but you'll see it in the green movement, where humans are not special. They have no value bigger and beyond an ant or a wasp or a dog or a cat or a monkey, or in some people's minds, even a flower or a tree. They don't think of humans as more valuable than a bacteria. So that is growing. That movement is growing, where they're teaching our kids that human life is almost like a virus on this earth. More important to this earth is a tree or a mouse than a human life. And if you kill a human, not a big deal. Of course, when it's someone close to them, it is a big deal. They feel that spiritual side of things. But there's a lot of people that, when they look from the top view, they look at humans as a virus on the earth. And they're not looking at each individual, where they're looking at people as a collective, like communism. If you ever studied communism, that's how they look at it. Communism is a move towards a godless and stateless world where there's no borders. Sound familiar? There's no borders and there's no God, there's no religion, there's no right to worship anything. You worship the state. You worship your leaders. And it's dehumanizing. So if you look at a lot of the problems of this world, you'll see that a lot of it is dehumanizing. It's looking at a collective instead of the individual. So I believe that we are all individuals. I believe that we are all special. I believe that every single one of us is specially created and designed by our Creator. We're not just an accident. We're not something that just grew out of a bacteria somehow and some accident happened in the world or in the universe and all this was perfectly created for us and fine-tuned down to the billionth, trillionth. We're all very, very special. So keep that in mind. You're special. I'm special. We're all unique. And we want to make sure that we live our lives that way. And when you think about abortion, that's kind of a starting point for things. So that's what's on my mind today. Hopefully you have a great one. Talk to you soon.